The Failure of Risk Management, Why It's Broken and How to Fix It. Author, Douglas W. Hubbard. Healthy Skepticism for Risk Management. Risk management methods are many and are fairly new. They are growing in popularity. Some are well established and highly regarded. Some take a very soft qualitative approach, while others are rigorously quantitative. But for all these methods, we have to ask the same basic questions. Do any of these risk management methods work? Would anyone in the organization even know if they didn't work? If they didn't work, what would be the consequences? The answers to these questions are easily detected. The answers are bad news. When such methods are measured rigorously, they don't appear to work. The answer for the second question is also a no. Most managers would not know what they need to look for to evaluate a risk management method, and can be fooled by groupthink about the method. A more typical circumstance is that the risk management method itself has no performance measures at all, even in the most diligent, metrics-oriented organizations. This widespread inability to differentiate between methods that work and methods that don't work means that ineffectual methods are likely to spread. What counts as risk management? The term risk management involves two words, risk and management. Risk can be defined as the probability and magnitude of a loss, disaster, or other undesirable event, or something bad could happen. Management means the planning, organization, coordination, control, and direction of resources toward defined objectives, or simply, using what you have to get what you need. Now, what does the term risk management mean? It can be defined as the identification, assessment, and prioritization of risks followed by coordinated and economical application of resources to minimize, monitor, and control the probability and/or impact of unfortunate events. Or, it is about being smart about taking chances. What failure means? After defining risk management, we need to discuss what is meant by the failure of risk management. Risk management failure here does not just refer to the outright negligence, but the focus is on those organizations that believe they have adopted an effective risk management method and are unaware that they haven't improved their situation one iota. It is possible, after all, that organizations where a disaster didn't occur were just lucky. When we say that risk management has failed, it is for at least one of three reasons. 1. Failure to wholly or partially measure and validate methods. Except for certain quantitative methods in certain industries, the effectiveness of risk management is almost never measured. The biggest failure of risk management is that there is almost no experimentally verifiable evidence that the used methods improve the assessment and mitigation of risks. 2. Using components that are known not to work. Since many risk management methods rely on human judgment, we should consider the research that shows how humans misperceive and systematically underestimate risks. 3. Lack of using components that are known to work. There are methods that are proven to work both in controlled laboratory settings and in the real world, but are not used in most risk management processes. Methods of risk management. The following is a partial framework for the risk management methods. Expert intuition. This is a sort of baseline for risk management methods. It is pure gut feeling, unencumbered by structured rating or evaluation systems of any kind. In order for other methods to be of any value at all, they must show reasonable improvement on gut feel. Expert audit. This builds on the gut feeling, but is more systematic. Experts, usually outside the firm, try to develop comprehensive. Simple stratification methods. These use green, yellow, red, or high, medium, low rating scales on a variety of risky endeavors. Weighted scores. There are also more elaborate scoring methods with dozens of risk indicators, each on some scale, which are then multiplied by some weight so that they can be added up to a weighted risk score. Traditional financial analysis without using probabilities. There are sometimes attempts to capture risk analysis within the bounds of conventional financial analysis tools. Calculus of preferences. Methods such as multi-attribute utility theory, MAUT, multi-criteria decision-making, MCDM, and Analytic Hierarchy Process, AHP, are more structured than the weighted score, but ultimately still rely on the judgments of experts. Probabilistic models. The most sophisticated risk analysts will eventually use some form of probabilistic models, where the odds of various losses and their magnitudes are computed mathematically. It is a basis for modeling risk in the insurance industry and much of the financial industry. If these methods were used for no more than a certain corporate art, for the reception area or where to have the company picnic, then the urgency of this evaluation would not be nearly as high. But as we have already pointed out, these methods are being used for many of the biggest and riskiest decisions in the corporate world and government. Risk mitigation. To mitigate a risk is to moderate or alleviate a risk. Higher risks may be deliberately accepted for bigger opportunities, but even in those cases, decision makers will not want to accept more risk than is necessary. It is common in risk management circles to think of a choice among four basic alternatives for managing a given risk. 1. Avoid. We can choose not to take an action that would create an exposure of some kind. We can avoid the merger, the new technology investment, the subprime mortgage market, and so on. This effectively makes that particular risk zero, but might increase risks in other areas. For example, the lack of taking risks in R&D investments might make firms less competitive. 2. Reduce. The manager goes ahead with the investment or other endeavor that has some risks, but takes steps to lessen them. The manager can decide to invest in the new chemical plant, but implement better fire safety systems to address a major safety risk. 3. Transfer. The manager can give the risk to someone else. Insurance is the best example of this, as a manager can buy insurance without necessarily taking other steps to lessen the risk of the event. For example, buying fire insurance instead of investing in advanced fire prevention systems. 4. Retain. This is the default choice for any risk management. You simply accept the risk as it is. How do we know what works? The most common answer to this question always depends on self-assessment. There are some methods of determining effectiveness in risk management. These four should work even if the risks being managed are fairly rare. 1. Statistical inferences based on large samples. This is the hard way unless there is already published research on the same process. 2. Direct evidence of cause and effect. This is great if we can find it, but may still require statistical verification. 3. Component testing of risk management. This allows us to use existing research on parts of the risk management method. 4. Check of completeness. This is simply comparing the items evaluated in a risk management system against a list of known risks for a company. Major risk management problems. There are 7 challenges for risk management. 1. Confusion regarding the concept of risk. 2. Completely avoidable human errors in subjective judgments of risk. 3. Entirely ineffectual popular subjective scoring methods. 4. Misconceptions that block the use of better existent methods. 5. Recurring errors in even the most sophisticated models. 6. Institutional factors. 7. Unproductive incentive structures. How to fix it? The 3 key improvements that can be applied to risk management are: 1. Adopt the language and philosophy of modeling uncertain systems. Use calibrated probabilities to express your uncertainties. 2. Be a scientist and be outward looking. 3. Build the community as well as the organization.